One of the main reasons Ashley took her severance package without seeking a better offer is because she knew she'd at least be able to purchase a home. Knowing that and adjusting to her new identity as Ashley helps set her mind at ease.
You know, somebody said this to me the other day. They said that, you know, you're on the other side now. And I am. I'm on the other side now. It's not complete, but I've been a long way. And I've gotten to a point where, you know, if nothing changed from right at this point in time, I would be happy.
Ashley's disability payments have recently risen to reflect her PTSD and major depressive disorder, in addition to her hip problems. That allows the family to finally pay all of their bills, despite Ashley's partner, Christina, also being out of work with foot problems.
Finally, what has it been? 2 years almost. Finally, after 2 years, we're at a point where we can pay all of our bills every month. We haven't been at that point since I've been out. It's been very hard, scrapping together here and there, stretching out tax returns and anything just to pay the bills. It's hard. It's harder to see how it affects my kids. I could tolerate it a little bit better, but I just hated to have to see them paying the price too. You know, if they want to go hang out with their friends at the movies, not having money to give them to go do that. Whereas if I hadn't have done this, then we would have had that money. So I feel a little guilt, and I try to just keep in mind that they're okay with it.
Ashley and Christina take it one day at a time, figuring out as they go how to introduce themselves to friends who knew Ashley before Ashley, as well as at parent-teacher conferences and sporting events for their sons. Christina's biggest fear is how people's reactions may affect their sons.
Oh, it makes my stomach turn to ever think that someone would ever think that they couldn't, send their, when they always used to come here, that they couldn't send their kids, trust that their kids would be safe in our home just because of someone being transgender. That would just blow my mind. And it's sad that it is something that happens a lot.
Megan Pauly, Delaware Public Media.